Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper podcast. This is a special edition for the Customer Experience Wargame 2024. And today I'm really super happy from my heart because you were already twice on my podcast. Nate Brown is here together with me. Hi, Nate. How are you?
Hey, Greg. It's always wonderful to be with you. Thank you so much for having me back on.
That's good. You are always welcome on every show that Jeez, I will host now and in future.
Love it.
Nate, quick introduction. Could you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Nate. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, Music City. I work for a music company running a contact center. I also run CX Accelerator, a wonderful nonprofit community that's there for CX professionals to grow on every stage of your career journey. I've got two wonderful kiddos, and I'm really, really into pickleball and disc golf.
Yes, and I saw also some videos from you in the different social media, and you're getting better, better, and better.
I'm trying, yeah. I'd love to go pro with pickleball. If I was a little taller and a little better, you would never see me again, but that's not going to happen.
But today, we want to start a different game. We want to speak about the Customer Experience Wargames 2024. Yes. What is your role at the Customer Experience Wargame, and what motivated you to join?
Yeah, so I started off game one as a player, CX Accelerators, and had an amazing team, you know, that year one. Year two got to be a mentor and a judge. Year three was also a judge. And this year got to be the opening kicker, which was fun. So I love the World Games, love the vision around it, love the people that are involved. It's so good and so important.
And I think if everything is going so well, it's thanks to your introduction, to your introductory keynote speech. We are all motivated to give something back to the CX community and to these charities. What do you like the most about the games?
It's just the purity of it. I mean, I feel like, Greg, you know, we get so distracted so easily in this work, and it becomes about things that it shouldn't be about. And we lose focus on what we get to do as CX professionals. We're community builders. We're brand protectors. And we have this unique gift set that we take the unique purpose of a company. You know, for some reason, people got together and started a business. And it should be having a really positive impact on communities and customers. And it's the CX leader that gets to protect that and make that real to every organization member. And we just so often lose sight of that core purpose. So the games restore that focus. I mean, it's just the purity of the fact that we are doing CX for a nonprofit, for a charitable organization that's looking to exemplify their brand promise and to help people, like in the purest sense. So it strips down all these layers of distraction. It galvanizes people. It unifies people towards a very focused objective. And I feel like, Greg, we can take that same heartbeat, that same philosophy, that same level of focus, and we can bring that back into our day jobs in a very cool way.
That was the best motivational speech I listened to in the last few weeks, a few months.
Drop it, done.
that's really great. And I am really keen to ask this question, in particular because it's you and you spoke about the CX Accelerator. How do events like the Customer Experience Wargame contribute to the global CX community?
Yeah, and it just levels the playing field and has people come together on even footing to contribute towards something really special. So it's no longer about, you know, who's the thought leader, you know, who's the person who represents the biggest firm, you know, who's got the most tenure or experience. It's like, no, who can help? Who can help? Who's got a creative idea? And so that to me, it doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter where you work. It's like who has some bandwidth and who has creative energy right now to jump in and push this team towards our objective. So I mean that to me is what like the CX community globally has the ability to be about. It's that leveling of the playing field.
And I think it's something also you're doing with the CX Accelerator.
Trying, yeah. I mean, I love when we hear like vendors come into the community. They're like, are we allowed to post? I'm like, what? Yes. Like we're all part of this ecosystem. I'm not going to slap a label of vendor on you. You're a person who cares about CX and it's trying to do the work better. That's what all of us are trying to do. So let's kind of leave some of those titles over here and let's focus on how we can make the CX ecosystem better. Because gosh, we need that, Greg. I mean, there's Forrester just came out with a bunch more data about how CX is under fire and how it's, you know, losing steam in terms of our ability to make impact in the organization. So instead of us further cannibalizing the small pie that is CX, let's work together to bake that pie so it's going to be really tasty for the executives we serve.
And I'm quite sure that this cake can get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yes, more and more layers to it. It'll be a beautiful wedding cake, you know, by the time we're done, if we can work together in the same spirit of what these games do.
Exactly. And what is your wish for the future of the CX games?
Oh, that more people would jump in. That there would be more celebration around it. You know, think about a really good football match and just all the media attention. It's so cool, Greg, the way that you're the voice of the games. I think that's so fun and so cool. Thank you for doing that. But I would love every CX podcaster out there to be like, what's going on in the world games? What are we learning right now? What's going on over there? And just that idea of curiosity and excitement. Wow. Oh my goodness. I can't believe how cool that solution was. That's something I'm going to try in my job. And, just people just talk, the conversation getting bigger, the conversation getting even more exciting. That would be my wish for the games.
Thank you very much. And to conclude this motivational speech, because it's not an episode, it's a motivational speech, three questions, please, with one word answer from your side.
Oh boy.
Okay. If you could describe the CX war game, your CX war game experience in one word, what would it be?
Curiosity invoking. It's a phrase, but close.
If you could describe the customer experience war game community in one word, what would it be?
Fun.
And are you planning to participate in the customer experience world game again?
Yes, that's an easy one.
Nate, thank you very much for your time. It was a great pleasure. I listened also to your keynote at the beginning. It's really great. Thank you for the passion that you are putting in everything you're doing, but in particular for the CX world game. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, everybody.